Creation and Polytheism, Bible Students Courses, Course 2, Unit 2, Lesson 5, by Mark D. Vogt. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. So far in this unit, we've seen how atheism and agnosticism serve as deceptions used by the adversary to keep people from knowing the true God. In this lesson, we'll explore another strategy, polytheism, the belief in many gods. Polytheism is not just an ancient idea. It is still deeply rooted in cultures around the world today and has shaped the spiritual outlook of billions of people across history. What is polytheism? Polytheism is the belief that multiple gods exist, each with specific roles, powers, and functions. This belief system has appeared in many cultures throughout history. The Greek and Roman gods, Zeus, Athena, Apollo, Poseidon, etc. The Hindu pantheon, which includes over 300 million deities, with Brahman as the supreme force. The Egyptian gods, each tied to forces in nature, like Ra, Sun, Isis, Motherhood, and Osiris, Death. The animistic deities of tribal peoples around the world, including Native American and African spiritual systems. In polytheism, different gods serve different needs. If you want rain, you pray to a rain god. If you want victory in war, you seek the favor of a war god. Every god has a job description, and the worshiper must figure out how to please them. Why polytheism makes sense to fallen man? To the human mind, especially in ancient times, polytheism made sense. People saw the complexity of life and nature and imagined many gods behind the scenes, each managing their own department. Polytheism created a spiritual system where people had freedom to choose which gods to worship. Morality was relative, depending on which god you followed. Truth became subjective, and purpose often got lost. But even today, this multiple path mindset is popular, just updated with modern terms like spiritual but not religious, my truth, or different paths to the divine. The Bible versus polytheism. Scripture is crystal clear. There is only one true God. Here are a few passages that refute polytheism. Exodus 23, "You shall have no other gods before me." Deuteronomy 10:17, "For Yahweh, your God, is God of gods and Lord of lords." Psalm 82:6, speaking of human rulers falsely regarded as divine. 2 Kings 19:18, "They were not gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone." James 2:19, "You are believing that God is one." CV. Even Pharaoh in Egypt did not recognize the God of Israel. To him, Yahweh was just another god, equal to or lower than the gods of Egypt. But God used the plagues, especially the death of the firstborn, to bring judgment upon Egypt's gods and show his supremacy, Satan's role in polytheism. Polytheism is one of Satan's oldest and most widespread deceptions. By offering people a spiritual system without the true God, he keeps them enslaved. They remain in fear, trying to earn favor from powerless gods. They remain in confusion, unsure of what is true. They remain in bondage, following traditions passed down by ancestors, never questioning their origin. But one day, all of this deception will be shattered. Every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, Philippians 2, 10-11. Why does God allow this? Again, it all comes down to contrast. God allows people to follow false gods, not because he is powerless, but because he is setting up the stage for something greater. Polytheism, like atheism, shows us what happens when people worship the creation rather than the creator. See Romans 1, 22-25. And just as Israel was surrounded by false gods, we today are surrounded by modern versions of them. False ideologies, philosophies, and spiritualities. All of it reminds us how precious it is to know the truth. Final reflection. A world set free. Millions, even billions of people still believe in many gods. But the message of Scripture is this. There is only one God, and one day, everyone will know him. Though Satan has enslaved people in spiritual confusion, Christ's work will make them free. God's plan is not to destroy the deceived, but to reveal the truth and restore them to himself. That's the hope. That's the gospel. That's where the contrast ends, and reconciliation begins.